guys. We appreciate your time watching this video. My name is Cody. This is my partner, Nick, and we're the creators of Rave Day.
Rave Day is a health awareness brand where we focus most of our attention on the lives of young people. We teach young people to make health conscious decisions.
Our big goal is really an emphasis on the EDM music festival community. So, which is why we came out with this new supplement called Synergy. This is packed full of ingredients that's really gonna protect the brain. Whenever it comes to partying, sometimes there's damages that go on, and this is really gonna help you out there.
Yeah, so Synergy is an nootropic formula. Basically, it's a supplement for your brain. There's all sorts of supplements out there for losing weight, gaining weight, muscles, you name it. We tend to ignore our brain, which is our biggest muscle we have. I mean, our brain is always firing. Even when we're sleeping, our brain is working. And so a nootropic formula is basically meant to help boost your brain function, help with mental clarity, your focus. Basically, it's like the limitless drug.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better. Best part about this supplement is you don't have to wait to take it before or after. You could take it during, and that's when your brain needs it the most, is when those elements that could damage you are in your system. When those neurotransmitters are firing like crazy, that's when you need the protection. So our ingredients in here, primarily ALA, alpha lipoic acid, that's really gonna protect those neurotransmitters.
So if you think about it, we're constantly under stress, constantly, our body's constantly metabolizing, and it's through a process called oxidation. And so what happens is, when you think of somebody like a drinker, that's what leads to liver failure. And ALA is an antioxidant, and it blocks those nasty chemicals and those nasty cells that get into our body. So that's why it's primarily, that's the biggest benefit that the ravers are gonna see. And the bit, like you said before, with our product, you don't have to wait to take it. You can take it. It's a 30-day supply. You can take it every day. For me personally, I've completely and totally kicked my caffeine dependency because I thought I needed it, but the caffeine gives you that crash. You get those sugary drinks that you crash afterwards. This you 100%. Don't. You stay focused for about 10 hours.
Yeah, it's awesome. And Nick said it better, dude. We take it daily. It's not just a rave vitamin. It's definitely something you could apply to everyday life. A little bit more about us as a company. Rave Day is a movement we started to teach young adults to make health conscious decisions. The vitamin is where we just started, but we have grown into so much more. Involving ourselves in the community, we have started teaching CPR classes that Nick has spearheaded himself, and he's really, really outreaching everybody, making raves a safer place.
Yeah, if you think about the company's goal was, instead of somebody needing help and looking for help and waiting for it to come, if we got enough people actually trained in CPR at these big festivals, you have more of a chance. And in those situations, time is very important. So you can have somebody come over and help immediately as opposed to waiting for somebody to fight through the crowd to get them. And that's kind of why we wanted to go that route. We've been to festivals, we've seen people that have dropped, who went a little past their limits and have no idea what to do. And by the time security or by the time medics get to them, it's a little too late. And so we thought the more people we can teach, the bigger reach we can make. Mm-hmm.
And the more people we reach, the more positivity we could spread. The music festival community has really touched us and changed our lives, and it's only been for the better. Another mission of Rave Day is to take that feeling, that life-changing mental state that music festivals have brought us, and we're trying to place it into everyday life.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. It's completely, totally changed my life. I started out as a firefighter EMT many years ago, very straight and narrow, and this community opened my eyes to a whole world of cool things, multiple people I've met, great experiences, and I just wanted to give back to this community and stick with that health background. We both come from health backgrounds, and it's really important, and we tend to kind of ignore it. And the truth is, we believe that people are gonna do what they wanna do, how they wanna do it. They're just trying to enjoy their lives. We just wanna provide a safer way to do it. And so that's why we teach the CPR. That's why we're selling the supplements we do. Our goal is just to continue to help people live their lives that they intended with some better resources.
Mm-hmm. Awesome again. A little bit about my background is I worked in ER as a scribe during my undergrad. Then I jumped into physical therapy, and it's all been about health and wellness. And a big thing in just society is everybody tries to hold a certain image, but really, like, be open about it, be open about what you do, and be open about who you are. And that's a first step to really just making smart decisions and being safe about partying.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Everybody's kind of afraid to talk about it. It's like, it's the no-no. You're not supposed to drink. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to do that. And I think as a community, we should open up and we should be a little bit more accepting, because then you open the door to research. You open the door to, hey, I didn't know that this could do this. And there's just so many possibilities we can have. I mean, I just heard a story that a police department in Pennsylvania are looking for people to volunteer to get hammered drunk so that the police department can study it and learn how to do better sobriety tests. But that's like, that's that whole process of opening up your eyes, and instead of shunning people who are doing bad things, learn more about it. You know, like, we have this huge opioid crisis in America right now. Well, why don't we open our eyes to find out why these people are seeking them, and how can we better help them, and instead of shunning them and looking down on them? And I just think that this whole world that we're of the EDM culture has this looming dark cloud of drugs. I just spoke to somebody at my full-time job that somebody said, don't they walk around needles? And like, the girls wearing like no clothes, isn't there a lot of sex? And it was just like this huge like misconception of the whole element. And when I started telling her about it and my experiences and the people I've met and why we did this, and it really changed it, but she had no idea, and she would never take those experiences. And so that's, you know, it's just like I said, it's the community. We've wanted to give back to that community.
Yeah. All right, guys, there you have it. If you were ever wondering who are the people behind Rave Day and what the hell are they doing, it's right there. Thank you so much for listening, and have an awesome day.